First, pretty much the whole state got a taste of snow yesterday. And that got us here at Central Time thinking about wintertime activities indoors and out. And we want to hear from you now. What do you look forward to doing in the winter months? Call in right now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Do you lean into the season and get outside with some skiing or snowshoeing, ice fishing, winter hikes, you name it? Do you hunker down for some indoor activities, crafts, puzzles, games, binge-watching TV shows, some of each? Or did you spend the summer eating as much salmon as you could to get ready for hibernating in a cave? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 with the winter activity or activities that you are looking forward to. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We asked around Wisconsin Public Media, and I don't know if I would have guessed we'd have more outdoors or indoor type people for the winter. We had a mix of both. Joy Ratchkramer from Wisconsin Public Radio's Wausau Bureau says she's a big fan of digging snow caves and snow tunnels. Joy says, I've been doing this since I was a kid and once roped a college friend into digging a tunnel slide into the giant piles of snow in our dorm parking lot. So it's fun to dig when you have a huge pile of snow, even more fun to warm up with a treat of hot cocoa and toast afterward. That sounds kind of cool. Sounds kind of cold. We don't have enough snow on the ground quite yet, but it is just November. So good luck, Joy. I hope you get lots of that that snow so you can make the tunnels. Tawny Morrison with PBS Wisconsin loves spending time making crocheted gifts for friends and family. So there's an indoor vote there. Tawny says learning new techniques keeps my brain busy and working on projects keeps me warm with yarn all over my lap. Now, how about you? What activity do you look forward to in the winter? Indoors or outdoors, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. John starts us off. He's on the road on Highway 164. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's your outdoor activity?
My outdoor activity is fat tire biking.
Oh, now what kind of terrain? Are you like on city streets or out in the country? Where are you? Where are you doing that?
Well, right now it's city streets, but there are a lot of trails throughout Wisconsin that they groom. So you're basically on snow and on the dirt trails that are covered in snow.
Now I see people doing this on, you know, on ice pretty much. Like those fat tires, are they pretty stable on, you know, slippery ground?
No, they're not real stable on slippery ground. You need studs if you're going to go on ice.
Oh, okay. That's probably what they have.
Hard packed snow though, it's fantastic.
Cool. And how is there like a cutoff point where you look and say, all right, it's too cold for fat tire biking?
No, absolutely not. No, we've gone when it's been 10 below out already. You just dress for the occasion.
I guess so. All right. Well, John, thanks so much for getting started. Fat tire biking in the winter. I love it. You could join in with your wintertime activity, what you're looking forward to at 800-642-1234. Matthew joins us now in Pleasant Prairie. Matthew, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Now, what's your outdoor activity, Matthew?
I pick a very large circle in my backyard, and I snow blow until I make a big pile in the center, and I create a snow hill out of it.
You build your own hill. So your yard is flat, I'm guessing, or close to?
Totally flat. Totally flat. And we're able to sled off that hill, so it's pretty exciting.
How high a pile are we talking about here?
About 8 feet, but oh. Pretty big around, too.
All right, you can get some momentum going there.
It's as high, yeah. As high as a snowblower will allow you to get.
That is great. And so is this like you and your family, or do you bring, you know, do you build parties around this?
Well, I do all the work, and then I get the kids out there.
Excellent. Matthew, thank you so much. That's a great wintertime activity. Thanks for calling in at 800-642-1234. Jeff Pfeiffer from PBS Wisconsin likes to make snow lanterns during the winter. Jeff says it really brightens the dark winter nights. I had to look up some pictures. This is where you stack like boulders of snow up and have a light source in it. It looks pretty cool, at least the pictures I saw. I've never done this myself. Susanna Michaels from WPR says she loves going to a cabin on Lake Michigan with friends. She says there's no water or electricity, but the wood stove keeps the space warm. And despite not being able to hang out outside in camp chairs, we manage to fill our time outdoors with walks and cross-country skiing, indoors with puzzles, games, talking, and going to town for dinner. Now we are looking for your wintertime activities, the things you look forward to, whether it's getting outside or hunkering down inside. Tell us about it now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We heard from a lady in Chenequa who couldn't stay on the line. Lainey looks forward to playing pickup hockey on the lake. And Lainey's expecting a frozen lake already this weekend, ready for some pickup hockey day or night. And they use, a glow-in-the-dark puck. That extends the hockey schedule when the sun's going down by 4 o'clock at night. I love it. I'd like to see that. It'd be fun just to watch that puck move around at night. Lainey, thanks for letting us know about that at 800-642-1234. Now, especially with COVID, I embrace getting outside more. My wife and I got those, those things you put on your shoes, those track things that give a little bit of traction when you're out on the ice. So that makes like going to a state park or a local county park, whatever, a lot more appealing when you're not going to, slip and fall every 5 feet. Also, I got into puzzles more. Kept doing them in the summer, but I really enjoy them a lot more in the winter. Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Marsha is with us now in Stevens Point. Marsha, what activity do you look forward to in the winter?
I'm a smart goose, and I fly south for the winter.
All right. Where do you go?
I go to the state parks in Florida.
Florida. Okay. Are you at Point now, or have you already made the migration down to Florida?
Unfortunately, I'm still here.
Well, you got to see a little bit of snow, but you're not getting snowed in. That's not so bad, is it?
I have to know what I'm missing.
Excellent. And Marsha, do you have a favorite? I don't know the park scene in Florida very well. Do you have a favorite like hike or stroll in a park in Florida?
Any place where it's quiet and dark, which in my apartment up here, it is never quiet and never dark.
All right. Well, Marsha, have a great winter in Florida. Send us a postcard. We are taking your calls and your posts on the Ideas Network Facebook page to share the wintertime activities you're looking forward to right now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you could post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Again, we asked around Wisconsin Public Media. Here's a similar one. Jill Nadeau from the Larry Mueller Show says, my favorite activity is vacationing somewhere warm. Well, Jill, we can't lose you for snowbirding for half the year. But vacations, I guess, we'll allow that, right? Sure, Jill can do that. Take us with you. Rick Ryer from WPR's Wausau Bureau isn't a big fan of winter. He says he spends a lot of time baking, cooking, reading, and woodworking in the winter. He also just got a smoker, so he's going to give that a shot this winter. So I'm hoping we're going to get some samples of Rick's smoked treats, also baked goods, cooking. We'll help you use all that up, Rick, anytime. I always think of Rick as an outdoor guy. I don't know. How about you? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. 800-642-1234. We are looking for your favorite wintertime activities. Did the snow yesterday get you thinking, looking forward to the stuff you want to do in the winter season? Let us know about it right now. 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Brad is with us in Eau Claire. Brad, hi.
Hi there. Yeah, I was just going to share. A friend and I, we've been meeting. It's kicked in with COVID, but he's still working. So we'll meet at 5 a.m. down near the University in Minnesota, and we ride on the plowed city trails. They're plowed, but just riding through town road or trails with studded tires in the winter. The snow's falling gently, and at 5 a.m., it's like a Dickinson experience. You feel like you own the city. It's beautiful.
Yeah, not a lot of traffic out there at that point in the day?
No, not at all. Not at all.
And what do you do to keep warm? We talked to a winter biker earlier. Like, what, you got layers or a super coat, or how do you keep warm at 5 a.m. on a winter day?
Well, my buddy's got these heated inserts he puts in, and he can run them off his smartphone. I've got some boots by Four North. One of my biking buddies told me about. It looks like Frankenstein boots, but your feet are warm as can be, and I wear those. And, you got the rest of your winter gear like you go skiing in. So we don't go if it's real windy. No, then it's not fun. But down to 15 degrees, if the wind's not bad, it's great.
Fantastic,
Thank
Brad.
You.
Thanks a lot for sharing that at 800-642-1234. Erica joins us now in Lake Tomahawk. Erica, what do you like to get out and do in the winter?
Well, I haul propane, so I'm out in it all day long, but I also own a corgi, or he owns me anyway, and he's not, as you know, corgi's not a real demon for deep snow, so we live on 8 acres, and every night when I can, I kind of walk the perimeter and back down a trail for him.
So you prep the ground for the corgi, and does it take some convincing to get your corgi, you know, out, even with the mashed down trail?
Actually, no. No, what I worry about is him hurting himself in the deep snow.
Oh, that makes sense.
He works with me. He rides in the truck with me all day long. So, and I worry about him hurting himself in the deep snow. But I run one track around, and then I step to the side, and I walk. I break trail again, and he walks on the pack part.
Excellent. Oh, I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. We are taking your calls about your favorite wintertime activities, whether you get outdoors or stuff you like to do when you hunker down inside. Still time for your calls. A couple lines have opened up now for you at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation, take more of your calls. If you call in right now, 800-642-1234. That's coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We are taking your calls about your favorite activities for the winter season, indoors and outdoors. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Love to hear what you are looking forward to doing in the winter. And hey, maybe you'll provide some inspiration for someone else to try it too. Call in right now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Jackie is with us now in Greenfield. Jackie, what are you looking forward to?
Oh, I look forward to staying indoors with brownies baking in the oven, a fire in the fireplace, my puppy on my lap, a good book, and a cup of coffee with some amaretto, Kahlua, and whipped cream.
Wow. Is this like something you do every day, or is this just like a couple times in the winter?
A couple times in the winter.
Yeah. I mean, the fireplace and the dog every day, but brownies and the amaretto could be a little much. So you're making your brownies. Scratch, box mix, what are you doing?
I could do either one. Mm-hmm. More often I do the box, but they smell so good and they taste so good.
Okay. And when are we stopping by? Should we set up something for January maybe? This sounds pretty cool.
Sure thing, Rob. Love to have you.
Jackie, thanks so much for sharing that at 800-642-1234. We heard on the Ideas Network Facebook page from Jessica. Jessica says winter hiking is the best. No bugs. Yeah, I mean, I like late fall and early spring hiking for that very reason. And actually, yeah, winter, no mosquito swatting is pretty cool. Hey, that call reminded me, we heard from Tom Blaine here at WPR. Tom's a fan of every kind of skiing, cross-country, backcountry, downhill. Tom also says there's a Norwegian concept he loves and practices, this is the part it reminded me of, called kuzli. We've talked about that on the show. It means roughly cozy. Tom says it's about the glory of the winter world combined with companionship, warmth, and light. We are looking for your favorite wintertime activities, what you look forward to doing inside and out. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Rachel Vasquez, Central Time producer, says, she loves making her abuelita's meatball soup, albóndigas. She says it warms her heart and her belly every time she makes it. It gets closer to getting it just right. Rachel's also a big fan of Lifetime Christmas movies. She loves, she says, how cheesy they are. Never had samples of that soup, Rachel. So maybe next time you're dropping by the office, you could bring some in. How about you? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Got a lot of coworkers owe me some food samples, it seems like. 800-642-1234 is the number to share your favorite wintertime activities. Our own Colleen Leahy here at Central Time likes to do art projects with friends inside with tea and the heat on after going on a cold winter walk. So there's an indoor and an outdoor. A couple callers have dropped. Maybe they changed their mind about their favorite wintertime activities. But we're looking for yours at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We're inspired by that day of snow yesterday. Pretty much everybody in the state got it. Got us thinking about the stuff we want to do in the winter to take full advantage of the season. And we're looking for yours. 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Barb is with us in Milwaukee. Barb, what are you looking forward to?
Good afternoon. My wife and I are have been walking for about the last 5 weeks, almost every day. And so we're planning on doing more walking and using our walking poles to get around.
Oh, those walking poles. I see people use those. How do they add to the walk? I'm always curious about that.
They can help you walk a little faster.
Okay.
And they can help you, I don't know, balance. I'm 69,
that makes sense.
You know?
That makes a lot of sense. I get that. Cool. And are you walking around the city, or do you like drive to parks or state parks? Where are you walking?
I'm going to tell you my secret.
Okay.
The best place in the city of Milwaukee to walk is Lakeshore Park, which is just south of the Discovery World.
Sure.
At the lakefront.
I've been there. I've done some walking along the shore there. How about the winter, though?
Well, you know, we're going to try it. Otherwise, Humboldt Park is what we use.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. I would worry about that lakeshore breeze. Barb, thank you so much. That sounds like a lot of fun. Still taking your calls at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Doug joins us now in Sturgeon Bay. Doug, what are you going to do this winter?
Well, I hope we get enough snow to play in it decent. I love cross-country skiing, downhill skiing. I used to be on the ski patrol for a while. I love to snowmobile. I'm big in our snowmobile club up here. And I was telling your producer, whoever answered the phone, that one of the best experiences I ever had was when my wife and I think we were engaged at the time, or either that or it was right before that, we went cross-country skiing in Whitefish Dunes State Park. It was in January. I remember the temperature was 8 degrees, and with the full moon and the fresh powdery snow, it looked like diamonds laying in the snow all over the place, and my black lab hopping alongside of us, and we just skied for a couple hours till like 3:30 in the morning. It was
wow.
We've never been able to reproduce that time with a full moon on like a Saturday or Sunday or Friday night, whatever.
That doesn't sound romantic at all, Doug.
No.
I love it. That is a fantastic memory, Doug. Thank you so much for sharing that. I love that. It's quite a picture. We'll go down to Carl in Eagle River. Carl, hi.
Yes, I love watching the bird feeder. And yesterday I had squirrel bingo. It was a black squirrel, a gray squirrel, and an albino squirrel.
Wow.
All at my bird feeder.
Now, wait, do you want the squirrels on your bird feeder, though?
Oh, I love them.
You do? Okay.
they keep the dog interested.
Okay. All right. That works. So it's what we call it, a squirrel feeder, really, then?
Yep.
All right. Great. I love it. I love the scenery there. Thanks for the call, Carl, at 800-642-1234. Dominic joins us now in Janesville. Dominic, hi.
Yes, hi.
What's your winter activity?
Well, I go south to Arizona, Sholo, Arizona, and make snowmen and snow angels and snowball fights with the grandkids.
Wait, you still have snow in Arizona? Or you're up in higher elevations, I'm guessing.
Right.
You're not by like Phoenix.
Okay. No, not Phoenix.
Okay. How cold does it get up there? I'm always kind of puzzled by the weather scene in Arizona because I know hot all year long in some places, but real snow in other parts of the state.
Well, it got there about 18 degrees in the wintertime.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But most of the time it's around 40. And if the sun is out, it's really nice. It's 70, it feels like 70, 75. If you go in the shade, it's 40.
All right. Dominic, thank you so much. Have a great trip there this year. Noel joins us now up in northern Wisconsin. Noel, hi.
Hi.
What is your, what are you looking forward to this winter?
Hello?
Noel, I'm sorry. What are you looking forward to this winter?
Oh, starting November 31st or November 29th, watching Christmas holiday movies every night from December 1st through December 31st. That's when it's my turn to watch movies. And even my husband finally started.
And he watched them with you now?
And then, yes, he does.
Excellent. Well, have fun with this movie season, Noel. Thanks a lot for calling in. Heard from Jack in Gurnee, Illinois. Couldn't stay online. Wanted to share that he and others take a cruise ship to Europe and stay at Airbnbs for a month. Lots of different cities, Spain, Portugal, and the south of France. Wow. And Diana in Wilton called in to say snowshoeing or inside 2,000-piece puzzles. Wow. I do 1,000-piece. Well, my wife and I do 1,000-piece puzzles. 2,000, that's a lot. I haven't tackled that yet. Thanks to everyone who called in. You can keep sharing your wintertime favorite activities, indoor or outdoor. Share some inspiration with the rest of us over on the Ideas Network Facebook page, or you can email us, ideas@WPR.org. Glad we're all having fun in the winter. That's great.